This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm telling you what, folks. The Bible says we're called to be the ministers of the flames of fire. And this next one's going to get me fired up. And I hope to help you understand as to why we are in the position that we're in today. When I tell you that today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals, I believe over the next four segments of this show today, you're going to understand exactly why. I'm going to let you see it. I'm going to let you hear it from their mouths. I'm going to let you understand why they do what they do, and I'll get to that in just one moment. By the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to go ahead and take Mary Lou from California. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend? Hello?
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 Yep. Oh, I'm on? Oh, okay. Hi.
Hi.
My name is Mary Lou, and I'm from California, and I have a big question.
Sure.
You've really opened my eyes even more, and I just have a big question. How do we resolve all this? How do we, if we don't know who is not a traitor, who do we vote for?
Well, we know who the traitors are because we judge them by the fruit, Matthew 7:16. Exactly. So if we look at the fruit hanging on their branches, the church and the people in this country are called to be fruit inspectors. And if we inspect their fruit, we can see the fact of the matter is they're betraying to be one way when in fact they're just the exact opposite. And again, if you go to 2 Corinthians 11:14-15, it explains to you exactly how we detect who these people are on so many different fronts, because Satan himself transforms his ministers into angels of light. Okay, they don't come in with horns on their head and a big fork and a big red tail. Nope. They come in and they tell you what you want to hear, and then what do they do behind closed doors? They betray you. And they've been doing this for a long time in this country. When I look at the Declaration of Independence, we have all of our founding documents. I would never, and I'm not slamming you down here, Mary Lou. I appreciate your phone call. I really do. But here's the bottom line. If the American people knew where they came from, I would never get a phone call like this, ever. When I look at the Declaration of Independence, it tells us that we are endowed by our Creator. Our rights come from God. Those that serve we, the people, in this government derive their just powers from the consent of we, the people. As a matter of fact, if you look at the preamble to the U.S. Constitution, it starts out with we, the people. In this country, we are the government, we are the employer, and they work for us as employees, not the other way around. Now, if we have a biblical understanding of who we are, where it is that we came from, we would understand what I just said. But if not, then what we do is we take an evolutionary view of government on, and then we believe that our rights are, or our privileges now come from the state. That is completely untrue. It's completely backwards. And everything has to do with the fact that that is un-American, coming from un-American people. Let me put it this way. If our forefathers were to come back right now and they heard the commercials coming from the mainstream media or the politicians of the day, they would say it is foreign to the U.S. Constitution, in which they themselves handed down to their posterity, which would be me and you. But let me go on here. When you go to the Declaration of Independence, it tells us that when any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government. Mary Lou, when you look at the Declaration of Independence, three-quarters of the documentation is what our forefathers did not put up with. It's what they threw off. And then they ended it, friends, with the fact that they sought the supreme judge of the world. And interestingly enough, they also wanted everybody to know how they ended that documentation concerning the Declaration of Independence. How did they end it? With a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, okay, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. What do we see today? Just the exact opposite. Everybody trying to hang on to what they think is theirs. And they're so busy with their own little selfish lives that they haven't taken the time to read the U.S. Constitution. The Declaration of Independence is the seedbed, okay? That goes before what I'm going to tell you right now in the Declaration of Independence. The U.S. Constitution. When I peruse the U.S. Constitution, I find Article 2, Section 4. America, here's your resolve that you declare that you want, okay? The president, all the way to the top. The vice president and all civil officers, all the way to the bottom. This also includes the Supreme Court injustices as well as the inferior court injustices. They sit during good behavior, Article 3, Section 1. If they do not, this applies to everybody that serves we the people. The president, vice president, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and the conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes. You ready for this? Or misdemeanors, even the smallest of infractions. When they lie one time, the people are to rise up and they are to lawfully deal with them. If they fail to do so, we're going to get more of what we have to deal with today. Now, let me go to the next step after impeachment. When you go to Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, what does it say, Americans? You say you want the answers. I'm giving them to you right now. Here it is. But the party convicted after impeachment shall nevertheless be liable and subject to indictment, trial, judgment, and punishment according to law. America, Mary Lou, you are the law under God in this country. You are the law. They are not. The American people have taken on the mindset, Mary Lou, that these people are above the law. Why? Because they act as if they have some sort of immunities and impunities. And I'm thinking of the word impervious to the consequence of the crimes that they commit. And what do? Over and over and over again, we see the left accuse the right of crimes and the right accuse the left of crimes. You ever notice nobody's ever prosecuted? Because they want you notice how they just want everybody to be appeased. They want you to believe that it's taken care of. No, what's being taken care of is we lose every single time and they win and yet they remain every time. Why? Because the people have failed to be the law in this country. I hope I answered your question.
You did, but I want to know what I can do. What I as a person can do and talk to other people and get them to do what nobody knows what to do.
Well, I don't know that nobody knows what to do. I think really what it comes down to more than anything else, Mary Lou, is they want other people to do it for them. And what problem we have there is the people that are taking care of the problem are also the ones that are creating the problems. And there's people all over the United States of America that are waking up to what's going on. The younger generation, at least coming from my generation, we're sick and tired of being sick and tired of what the older generations have tolerated, because now we're the ones that are going to have to pay the price for what they handed down to us, what they tolerated. Know your founding documents. Read the Declaration of Independence. Read the Constitution. Read the Bill of Rights. And then call in again and let's take it from there. I appreciate the call from California. Mary Lou, we got a quick break. We're going to take another quick break, friends, and we'll take some more phone calls. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. I cannot wait to get to this next topic in all sincerity, because it burns within me. It reminds me of what the Lord, what Jeremiah said in response to his call. It's a fire shut up in my bones. And it also reminds me of Jeremiah 23:29, where it says, "Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces?" I hope that the anointing today, by the power of the Holy Ghost, Isaiah 10:27, breaks the yoke of bondage in opening men's eyes and turning them from darkness unto the light, from the power of Satan to the power of God, granting godly repentance concerning what is taking place here. I wanted to say this to our friend in California just a couple minutes ago. TacticalCivics.com. TacticalCivics.com. I'll say it again. Tactical Civics, making militia, which, by the way, is we the people, working with good government to what? Repeal invasion and to put down insurrection, right? But no, the mainstream media and federal government and state governments, they're demonizing the militia. That's not how we were established, friends. Go ahead and check out Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16 in the U.S. Constitution. You will understand what I'm talking about. Again, Tactical Civics, making militia and grand jury great again. Hope that helps. We had a phone call in Massachusetts. What happened to you? Did you get a little skittish there, brother, from another mother, or what's going on? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We're going to take Wes from Indianapolis. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, Bradley, and hope you are as well.
Yes, I am.
Thank you for the topics today. Bear with me just a second. It won't take much time, but I wanted to reference something. Okay. I ran across a new Facebook commercial on television. I don't watch the news. I just flip the channel, whatever. But anyway, it was saying, oh, we're an open forum,
yeah,
especially for astrology and for transgenderism.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you know, come on in. Let's talk about it. Well, I want to reference Isaiah 47:13-15. And in 13... I also equate, and tell me if I'm wrong, but the media falls right into that category. because it's discussing about the counsel you've heard, has done nothing but wear you out. And that's exactly what they're trying to do.
Yeah, fatigue. Yep. Oh, they are. There's no doubt. They want people, they want to fatigue the American people into compliance. No doubt about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
And then if you flip over to, 14, it's going to tell you exactly what's going to happen. Nothing what they say is going to protect you. In fact, they're just going to burn up.
They are. Wes, we know that Facebook is an arm of the CIA. We know this. We also know that we funded this. Taxpayers did. Same thing with YouTube. And isn't it interesting to you? Doesn't it sicken you to the core that the people in this country will allow these people to continuously axe down the tree of this country incrementally? And they sit back and they do nothing, but they sit and they complain about it, and they magnify the crimes of the bad guy, which I'm going to highlight in just a moment here. But it sickens me to no core that, Wes, they love their country so much that they're willing to let someone else fight to preserve the freedoms they have today. And that is not Americanism. That is not the righteous in any sense of the word. And that is not Americanism. This is cowardice, and it's un-Americanism and ungodly.
We all have to stand up. We all have to stand up and be Americans and fight against what we know darn well is wrong and what is going on. And I am absolutely shocked that it has lasted this long as far as I'm concerned.
Yep.
And I don't want to take up any more of your time, but I just wanted to make those couple of points to you, sir.
Yeah, okay. I appreciate it, Wes, and you just got me thinking on something else. I appreciate that phone call from Indiana, 1-866-582-9933. For those that did not catch on to what happened just over the last week, we highlighted the fact, speaking of which, he just sparked another thought here for me, but you guys do know, and I'm talking to my listeners, right, and my viewers right now, you all know that, and I know that there's people that are still saying that it's conspiratorial in the sense of it's just a theory. I just highlighted on September 2nd, for those of you throwing off this plandemic as a mere conspiracy theory, and again, I put in there, I had to get the last word in there, apparently the government is telling you the truth this time, right? Your negligence is about to become a reality because the corrupt CDC means to intern people for the greater good. You all know this. This is factual. So you go ahead and call it what you want to call it. But, folks, it is a conspiracy. And it is, in fact, rolling forward. That tsunami is winding up on you all the more. And it's going to destroy everything in its path. And, see, the reason, going back to the beginning of the show, talking about treason and why they want to call the UN in to the United States is because the American people are now starting to figure out what's going on. They're scared to death that the American people are going to figure out what's going on, because once they do and they really respond in truth to their crimes, they would be completely finished, and hopefully in more ways than one. Let me put it that way. We also have brand new information that just came in, is the CDC directs, the director panics after discovering that she's likely breaking federal laws. Of course she's breaking federal laws. Here, can I just take the time? My time flies, friends, believe me. But I want to take the time to relieve some people in this country of their jitters. And I want to answer Mary Lou's question in California. What do? You defy. It's not difficult. You say, no, you're not doing that. That's how you take a stand. No, we're not doing that. No, we're not going to submit to tyranny in any sense of the word, Romans 12:21. No, the reason I say that is because I want you to see this and I want you to be encouraged. This is a letter, April 12th, 2021. By the way, I just talked to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny the other day, and she's a part of this team. And they wrote a letter to whom it may concern, COVID-19 experimental vaccine candidates. And I want you to understand that, folks, there is no law mandating that anybody takes a vaccination. There's laws protecting you from it. They have no law for it, okay? And it says, any compulsory COVID-19 vaccination, as they call it, their experimental jabs, their bioweapons is what they are. It says that the COVID-19 vaccination requirement is a violation of federal law. Okay? Everybody needs to hear this. COVID-19 vaccines are experimental. The letter goes on. COVID-19 vaccines are not approved by the FDA. And someone can call in and correct me right now and say, well, Bradley, I thought they just approved it. No, they did not. It's a scam. They renamed it. It's not on the market. They're trying to get more people to take it. Why? Because the people in the masses are refusing it. Not just here, but globally. It goes on. The COVID-19 vaccines, as they are called, are only approved under an emergency use authorization, which still does not usurp the U.S. Constitution. For investigational uses only, COVID-19 vaccines lack requisite studies and are not approved medical treatments. The FDA's guidance on emergency use authorization of medical products require the FDA to ensure that the recipients are informed to the extent practicable given to the applicable circumstances. They have the option to accept or refuse the EUA product. Okay? And then it begins to give me the Title 21, Section 360, BBB-3 of the Federal Food, Drug, Cosmetic Act, the FDNC Act, that's the acronym, vests the Secretary of Health and Human Services with the permissive authority to grant emergency use authorizations, these EUAs, providing that appropriate conditions designed to ensure that individuals to whom the product is administered are informed. Guess what happens when you open up one of these little boxes? You get a big empty piece of paper and you unfold it, and guess what's on that paper? Absolutely nothing. You're being lied to every single step of the way. GCN, I need a name on that caller, please. I need a name on that caller, please. And again, friends, I'm just going to scroll over this if you're on social media platforms, because there's a lot to cover and I'm not going to take all the time right now. Okay, these are experimental. The right to avoid the imposition of human experimentation is fundamental, rooted in the Nuremberg Code of 1947. It has been ratified by the 1964 Declaration of Helsinki and further codified in the United States Code of Federal Regulations. In addition to the United States regarding itself as bound by these provisions, these principles were adopted by the FDA in its regulations requiring the informed consent of human subjects for medical research. It is unlawful to conduct medical research, even in the case of an emergency, it takes unless steps to secure informed consent of all of its participants. Folks, informed consent. Informed consent. Okay? Not by force. That means that's up to you to take it or to leave it. But keep in mind, friends, they've already set themselves in a position back in 1986 that no matter what happens concerning one of these 400 adverse side effects of these experimental injections, somehow they think that they're not going to be held accountable. I wonder how that's working out for them today, knowing what we know now. Going to be right back.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Texas Attorney General Kent Paxton argued Saturday on Newsmax that there is nothing in the Constitution that takes away the state's rights to regulate abortion.
And the idea here that the federal court, the Supreme Court, took away the ability of states to regulate something so important was absolutely the wrong decision. And you can see the chaos and the changing decisions over the years of how hard it is for states to even know what the actual law is, because it's not written down anymore. It's just constantly changing by the court.
The U.S. Department of Energy announced Thursday it will utilize the nation's Strategic Petroleum Reserve to address fuel shortages in Louisiana because of Hurricane Ida. The Category 4 hurricane devastated coastal areas and inland parishes across the state's southeastern region. Gasoline power generators remain critically important as widespread power outages persist amid sweltering summer temperatures. This is USA Radio News. A Taliban spokesperson insisted to Fox News on Friday that there will be no issue about women's rights following the militant group's takeover of Afghanistan, despite widespread international concerns.
No problem about their education, their work, but we should not be after changing each other's culture, as we are not intending to change your culture.
A Florida diner that posted a sign telling Biden supporters to take their business elsewhere was forced to temporarily close after not having enough food to meet a surge in demand. The DeBerry Diner, located in DeBerry, Florida, and owned by Angie Ugarte, was closed on September 2nd after a sign was posted on the door slamming Biden's chaotic Afghanistan withdrawal and telling his supporters to take their business somewhere else, according to the West Volusia Beacon. Several military veterans descended upon the diner to express their support for the sign Ugarte had posted. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Okay, folks, I need to get to this. 1-866-582-9933, social media platforms, right side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com. Okay, so what I want to get to, and I want you to see this for yourself, and I want to start off right off the bat, and if you think otherwise, you can call me and you can set me straight if you want to. I'm not highlighting what I'm highlighting right now because I'm trying to diminish anybody's light. I'm not trying to put myself out there being something that I'm not. I'm not trying to be better than anybody. I'm a servant to the people, period. Okay? Not the other way around. And I could prove that to you in so many different ways. I mean, the fruit of this ministry over the last 23 years is just that on so many different fronts. And I praise God for the opportunity. But what I notice more than not is not only just in the church, they tell you nothing but the problems. They magnify the crime over the law. Okay? Completely backwards. That's why you have Isaiah 59. Okay? Put that up against Isaiah 51 verse 4. 51 verse 4 in Isaiah. But what I also noticed is when I got over into the Patriot on Salem, which I used to be on for 13 years, I jumped from Christian radio in Minneapolis to that of, the conservative radio. And I noticed the hypocrisy in the church right away. And when I got over into the Tea Parties all over the country, I noticed that was a problem, too. I noticed that they did nothing but magnify the crimes of the bad guy. And they're caught up into this circular reasoning, the little dog trying to chase its tail and never able to come to a resolve. And, of course, when I see that, the anointing's teaching me to dig in. 1 John 2:27. Check it out when you get a moment. The anointing that it teaches me all, that abides in me, teaches me all things and guides me into all truth. Okay? And when I see Scripture tell me in Mark 8:15 to beware of the leaven of the religious hypocrites, the doctrines, and the leaven, the religious hypocrites and the hypocrisies of those in government. There's a reason Jesus told us that in Mark 8:15. And it's also interesting that Jesus said in Matthew 15:14 that let them alone, they be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, they both fall into the ditch. That's why this country is in a ditch. It's because of who they are allowing to teach them, to speak into their lives, to direct them, whatever the case might be. Well, some people are saying, well, what are you talking about? Hey, Bradley, Mark 9:40 tells us that if they're for us, then they're not against us. And if they're not against us, then they're for us. Right. I had some wise guy say that to me over the last week. Well, what are you saying that about those guys for, man? I respect them. I'm not saying they don't say good things. I'm not saying they're not cool people. I am telling you that they're misguided. Well, you just said in Mark 9:40, Bradley, that Jesus said that for he that is not against us is on our part. Yes, but it doesn't tell us that's who we're supposed to follow, even if they are for us. We're supposed to follow the Christ. Jesus said in John 14:6 that I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And he also said straight and narrow and difficult is the way. And also keep in mind, it was that Jesus who is alive forevermore, friends, who sits at the right hand of my heavenly Father even now, he was the one that said to beware of the religious hypocrites in the church, the famous popular ones that you see on TV, both in the church and in the mainstream media. And I've noticed this for a long time, and it bothers me to no end that people don't wake up to what they're listening to those that are speaking into their lives. Folks, when you're on an airplane, a bus, or a train, you see what people are feeding upon. They're feeding upon gossip magazines, or maybe they're playing, I don't know, poker on their phones, or perhaps viewing a filthy movie on the back of one of the airplane seats, right? But you can rest assured, friends, because what I'm highlighting right now are the mainstream medias, namely the conservatives of the day, and I'm here to tell you today that they are controlled opposition, advertently or inadvertently. I am telling you that they are controlled opposition. I want to show you something. If you're on social media platforms, if not, I will go ahead and I will narrate for you. We've all heard of Candace Owens, right? Now, she's turned her whole image into a fashion show now. Isn't it interesting that, and she's a smart girl, but the fact of the matter is, she's driving a narrative just like the rest of them. That is that political language that's created to make lies sound truthful. She is continuously driving the narrative to divide the American people concerning a left and a right. Constantly. Also notice that Candace Owens, somehow or another, she's pulled up into congressional hearings. Whoa! Why is she trusted in those congressional hearings? Why is the likes of Glenn Beck and Ben Shapiro and Dan Bongiorno and these others like Mark Levin, how can they still have their YouTube pages up? How is it that they have a million people, subscribers on their YouTube page? How come they're not being banned by Twitter? I want to tell you why. Because they're not a threat to the establishment that you complain about. Okay, let me go over back over to Candace Owens. Look, at she starts off this little meme, and this is how she entertains what you call the right. Okay, she said what the left fears more than anything. Okay, the left. Can I ask you something? 1-866-582-9933. Who's the left? Can someone just please take the time and call me and tell me who is the left that Candace Owens is referring to? I don't understand. I'm not playing stupid, but when I read the Constitution, I don't see a left. I see that we're ruled by law, Article 4, Section 4, as a constitutional republic. As a matter of fact, let me take it a step further, because it's these same people that love to talk about the Democrats and the Republicans and pitting them one against another. Right? Am I wrong or am I right? Oh, they do. Do you know it's all unconstitutional? Yes, most people do know that now that listen to the show. Well, then, how is it that these smart people like Candace Owens and Ben Shapiro that have favor to go into the people's White House and play their violin and they're called up into congressional hearings, why is it that they're so welcomed by the bad guys? Because they're fraternizers. That's what makes them controlled oppositions. They're not a threat to what you're complaining about. No, in fact, they're making millions and millions of dollars off of their sponsors that you are supporting and watching them. If it was really about serving the people, do you think that they would go ahead and tell you the truth and bring about the resolve and work themselves out of a job? Of course. But is that what they're doing? Absolutely not. As I said, Candace Owens is now making herself out to be some fashion show model. Oh, you can see what it's about, and it's not about the people. And I'm not saying that she's not a smart lady. I'm not saying she's not a cool lady. But I am telling you that these are the type of people that people listen to, and they wonder why their backs are up against the wall. Let me ask you another question. If Candace Owens, Ben Shapiro, Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, Mark Levin, and these others were truly the right, and they were doing the right thing, how is it that you have a left? Because if we were doing the right thing, there wouldn't be a left, period. To prove my point about how these people love to do nothing but magnify the problems, I am pulling up on social media platforms even now a picture of Ben Shapiro, sponsored message. And what is he doing? He's complaining about what Americans are taught to tolerate by the very people that are complaining about it, namely Ben Shapiro. And, of course, at the bottom of every one, and I'm going to show you several of them right now, on the bottom of every single one of their emails, I just got this today from Ben Shapiro. Guess what? They're talking about 25% off of your membership. They're talking about helping them raise money to do what? To aggrandize more wealth unto themselves. Oh, Bradley, come on. You're just picking on Ben. No, I'm really not. Matter of fact, I did some homework, and I wanted to show you what I was talking about because Ben Shapiro's wealth, his net worth is $20 to $25 million. Oh, but Bradley, he's so smart. Really, that's great that he's smart. But where's the resolve? Where's the justice? Nope. He's paid to play the alarmist and do nothing but talk, to do nothing but magnify the crimes of these corrupt representatives, as they call themselves, that are destroying our country, that are trampling underfoot the blood of our veterans that fought, bled, and died, giving us the freedoms that we have today. He's worth $25 million. Well, guess what? I got another one, folks. Yesterday, guess who this was from? Oh, lo and behold, Candace Owens. And she's doing nothing but magnifying the crimes of those that you tolerate. And, of course, she wants you to sign in and she wants you to add her name or your name. And then when you go to that page, it's interesting to note, friends, that there's a fundraiser at the end of her page. And I looked up her net worth, too. You know what her net worth is, friends? It sounds like they're working for themselves rather than the people that they claim that they're serving, right? Did you know that she's worth $2 million? Well, good for her. It's a capitalistic country. Yep, I totally agree. But look at how she's making her wealth. She's serving her sponsors. She's not a threat to the system. Neither is Ben Shapiro. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to come back and I'm going to play some video audio for you of Ben Shapiro. We've had him on the show before, too, by the way. And the fact of the matter is I just want to show you the fruit hanging on Ben Shapiro. And I want to show you that he's an antichrist, and I didn't say that. Ben Shapiro said that. I'm going to play that for you in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Grammy Award-winning producer Val Garay. Bradley Dean is a man who knows what it means to speak the truth. In this day and age, it's extremely important to have a voice for the voiceless and a caring person who loves God and country enough to fight for it. Listen to the Sons of Liberty radio show for the truth that will open your eyes and speak directly to your heart.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Into the Sons of Liberty. I got Georgie saying maybe the Sons of Liberty are paid opposition too. You know, this is how, hey George, this is how stupid some of you people really are. See, no matter, you shoot the messenger. I've already conveyed to you that I'm simply trying to show you what you are supporting. These people are not serving you. They are serving themselves. And here we have Georgie talking about how I'm doing the same thing, possibly. Are you out of your mind? Call in, George. Go ahead and call me out onto the carpet, please. 1-866-582-9933. If they really wanted to bring the answers and resolve, then why isn't that they never make reference to the provision found in the U.S. Constitution to bring judgment upon the heads of the guilty? How can they never reference to the Word of God that condemns what the American people are tolerating today? 1-866-582-9933. I want to show you what Georgie is now supporting and trying to protect, because, in fact, he's trying to justify the unjustifiable when it comes to himself. Okay? He wants to feel good about what he supports. Okay, let me show you what you support. And this, again, is Ben Shapiro. Not capping on him, just playing some video so you can understand who he really is. He feeds on the Talmud. And he's an antichrist. This is where he's on Joe Rogan's show. You know, Joe, he likes to sit there and nose into everybody's life as he's sitting on his little chair with a big bottle of wine or booze right next to him. He's having fun and making millions of dollars off the stupidity of the people that support him. Well, this is Ben Shapiro on his show, and you go ahead and check this out and tell me your thoughts, okay?
We don't believe in the divinity of Christ. I think that there you can make an argument that the... the Gospels, which were written.
He was just a prophet. And,
right. No. We don't even believe he was a prophet.
What do you think he was? What do you guys think?
What do I think he was historically? I think he was a Jew who tried to lead a revolt against the Romans and got killed for his trouble, just like a lot of other Jews at that time who were crucified for trying to lead revolts against the Romans and got killed for their trouble.
So he became a legend and story, and it became a bigger and bigger deal as time went on.
Yeah, he had a group of followers, and then that gradually grew, and then
do you think
there
he was resurrected?
No, that's not a Jew.
Boy, okay. Benny's in a Christian nation, and yet he denies the Christ. And he's the good guy. What's he defending you from then, Americans? I'm just curious. I just shared with you a moment ago that our friend Ben Shapiro, just to show you that he serves his sponsors and not the people, Benny is worth, a lot of money. $25 million. $25 million. This is what you put up with, friends. It's insane. Right? If you want access to his page, by the way, my access to my page, we don't put a price on the gospel. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We don't charge anything for that. But Ben does. Okay. Reader's Pass, Insider, all access. Wow. See, these are entertainers is what they are. And then we have this guy right here, Glenn Beck. If you want to have him speak, if you ever see what his conversations are predicated upon, you would understand why he's goofy sometimes. Guy makes, $20 million a year? I'm sorry, $16 million a year off to the ignorance of the American people. I'm not saying he doesn't do good things, but I am saying he's goofy. And what's he doing here? Well, on this outlet, he's highlighting the crimes of U.S. leaders responsible for Afghanistan. If he's not throwing his face in a bowl of cornflakes trying to make everybody laugh, well, then he sits up here and he tries to lead you into believing that he knows what he's talking about. But what's he doing? He's magnifying the crimes of politicians. How many of these guys called for the impeachment and prosecution of those that are committing the act of treason against you today? I'm just curious. Oh, and if we want to go over, and by the way, this is Laura Ingraham's, Sean Hannity. I like Sean. But you know what? Shame on every one of them for pitting the American people against each other, for continuously fueling the narrative that does not exist, that political language that's created to make lies sound truthful. Folks, give me any one of them. I'm saying this in a humble way. Give me from the top to the bottom. I don't care if it's a Supreme Court justice. I don't care if it's the President of the United States, the head of the military. I can confound them within a matter of seconds by asking them constitutional questions, and it will be foreign to them in so many different ways. Ted Cruz is another one. Let's go over to him real quick. And it's interesting. Teddy's over here, and what's he doing? He's saying it's time to fight back. Isn't this the guy that they use as the great American appeaser? You know, one of the individuals that helped legislate Section 230 to give big tech companies permission to attack political opposition? Yeah, that's him. And he talks big, and yet he never brings forth justice, does he? Nope, because he's a part of the problem. Here's another one for you. I know many people are enamored with these people that have been delivered up to appease them. Here's another one. This woman is... Marjorie Taylor Greene, and it's interesting, what does she do? She is basically trying to force people into compliance to see things her way. She's saying, I'm asking for 1776 Americans to join me in holding the line and saying no more. Wait a second, doesn't she already get paid $174,000 a year? Yep, she does, but just to show you how the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, are working hand in glove with controlled opposition in government. Well, what am I talking about? Well, just go to that of Marjorie Taylor Greene's page. She just sent this to me the other day. She's asking for everybody to bid or to throw some more money into her pockets. Where does that money go? I'm kind of curious. What has she done? Absolutely nothing but entertain the American people to believe that she is somebody that she really is not. What am I talking about? Her mask. Remember the mask she wore? This mask is useless, is as useless as Joe Biden is. Isn't that cute? As Joe Biden is attempting to enslave your children. See, you put up with this, friends. I can't right the wrongs for you. These people are pathetic, to say the least. They're pathetic. Here, let me give you another brand of what these people do. You all have heard of the NRA, right? And I'm going to come right back to this in a moment. But do you see that they're all alarmists, all magnifying the problems of those that they fraternize with. And by the way, for those that support the NRA, you might want to take a step back and understand what you're supporting. Because they are not there using your money to support the cause of the Second Amendment. No, that's not at all what they're doing. If you look at the founder of the NRA, friends, you can see his $10 million mansion that he was busted with, funneling money into. That's another story, but my point is they're all doing it. They're all alarmists. But I'm just simply here as a preacher because the law of truth is in my mouth. Malachi, verse 2. The law of truth is in my mouth to show you what's being left undone here. We have a woman calling in from California asking the question, what do we do? Well, quit throwing your money at these organizations that are doing nothing but magnifying the problems. Because, friends, that's exactly all that they're doing. And so are the conservative talking heads. Oh, well, Rush Limbaugh, he was the man. Okay. Well, let's talk about morality, and this will explain to you what the problem is. Wasn't Rush married four times? And didn't Jesus say that when you're married once, it is for good forever? Okay? And if you go and marry somebody else, that is adultery. And the Bible is clear in 1 Corinthians 6:9 that no adulterer has inheritance into the kingdom of heaven. And he's leading the way? Oh my goodness, this is also the same guy, Rush Limbaugh, that basically hired Elton John, a sodomite, who's married to another man. Rush Limbaugh paid him $1 million to play the piano at his last wedding. If he's immoral, then how do you justify that? Does that explain to you maybe as to why you're in a ditch? Yeah. Let me go back to another said representative. Okay, here's Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan, what did he do? He just recently sent me this plea and telling me how bad Joe Biden is. But did he call or did he draw forth the articles of impeachment to prosecute Joe Biden for his treason? Nope. He just did another fundraiser is all he did. It's all a fundraiser. Marco Rubio just did the same exact thing. He makes $174,400 every year. Why are they pleading and begging for money? You know how they do it without fail? They tell you the problems that exist, but they don't do a thing in dealing with the problems that exist. It's called justice, which guards our liberty, friends, and justice is what's left undone in this country. By the way, I wanted to tell you, too, Jim Jordan, not only is he embroiled in a sex scandal concerning sodomites, coaches on team players, they've covered that up pretty good, but for the most part, you also need to understand that Jim Jordan is under scrutiny for nearly $3 million in unreported campaign funds. And friends, I could sit here all day and prove the point over and over and over again, and I was just hoping that someone could prove me otherwise, but again, you only further affirm and confirm my point. Oh, by the way, you know Mark Levin? Did you know that he's worth $50 million? When are you going to figure this out, friends?
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.